WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. On a day when the government reported the U.S. economy expanded a better-than-expected 0.3% in the fourth quarter of 2023, a top administration official was talking.
In an exclusive interview with ABC News' Elizabeth Schulze, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen touting the growing economy.
But no reason right now why there would be a recession this year.
There's no obvious reason why there would be.
The strong growth, driven largely by consumer spending, accounting for roughly two-thirds of U.S. economic activity.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. A court in Moscow extended Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich's pretrial detention until the end of March. He's charged with spying, charges denied by Gershkovich and the Wall Street Journal. Shocker, down under, Italian Jannik Sinner beat Novak Djokovic in four sets to reach the final of the Australian Open, ending the Serbs' 10-time unbeaten streak in the semis at Melbourne Park. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. President Joe Biden in Superior promoting $5 billion in federal funding to update the aging Blatnik Bridge and noting Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin's role in bringing attention to the aging span.
The last time I was here, I came with Tammy, and we're now back this time because we knew this bridge needed a lot of work. Tammy didn't let me forget that either.
President also promoting his administration's infrastructure investments as he ramps up his reelection campaign. The state assembly passes a Republican-authored abortion bill the governor has pledged to veto. It calls for a binding statewide referendum on whether abortion care should be prohibited after 14 weeks of pregnancy. It now heads to the state Senate. Pleasant Prairie police have no motive in the fatal shooting Tuesday of 46-year-old Anton Space of Kenosha.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
It is another foggy morning, and it's going to stay that way through the day with scattered off and on rain, maybe a few snowflakes, even a little freezing drizzle mixed in at times. Our high today, 36. Tonight, more fog and freezing drizzle, 33. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 38. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Maximum hits.
99.7 Max FM. in your side, I'll wait for you. Sleight of hand and twist of fate, on a bed of nails she makes me wait, and I wait without you, with or without you.
And more.
99.7. I don't like things that are scary and painful.
Max FM.
There's no Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Good morning, I'm Maddie Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember, if you want to take Max FM with you wherever you go, it's so easy. You can stream us by going to WRPQ.com, or remember, tell Alexa to play Max FM Baraboo.
99.7
It is another foggy morning, and it's going to stay that way through the day with scattered off and on rain, maybe a few snowflakes, even a little freezing drizzle mixed in at times. Our high today, 36. Tonight, more fog and freezing drizzle, 33. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 38. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you. Maximum music. Max FM.
Miss independent. Miss self-sufficient. Miss keep your distance. Miss unafraid. Miss out my way. Miss don't let a man interfere. No. Miss on her own. Miss almost grown. Miss never let a man help her off her throne. So by keeping her heart protected, she'd never ever feel rejected. Little Miss apprehensive said, ooh, she fell in love. What is the feeling taking over? Thinking no one could open the door. Surprise, it's time to feel what's real. What happens to Miss Independence? No longer need to be the best self. Goodbye, all you will love this true. Misguided heart, misplaced smart. Miss, if you wanna use that line, you better not start. No, but she miscalculated. She didn't wanna end up jaded. And this miss decided not to miss out on true love. So by changing her misconception, she went in a new direction.
self-sufficient. Miss, keep your distance. Miss, unafraid. Miss, out my way. Miss, don't let a man interfere. No, miss on her own. Miss, almost grown. Miss, never let a man help her off her phone. So, by keeping her heart protected, she'd never ever feel rejected. Little Miss apprehensive said, ooh, she fell in love. What is the feeling? Play it smart, miss. If you wanna use that line, you better not start. No, but she miscalculated. She didn't wanna end up jaded. And this miss decided not to miss out on true love. So, by changing her misconception, she went in a new direction. And found inside, she felt a connection. She fell in love.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. About a half hour from now, the International Court of Justice in The Hague will release its decision on whether Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. Israel continuing to claim that its actions are against Hamas, not the Palestinian people. The death toll in Gaza now, according to the Hamas-run health ministry, more than 26,000. The United Nations Human Rights Office weighing in on last night's Alabama execution of death row inmate Kenneth Smith by nitrogen gas. UN Human Rights spokesperson Ravinia Shamasani.
This is a warning bell, and I hope it rings loudly. This is a warning bell that this could amount to torture in violation of international human rights law, and it must stop.
Alabama officials insist that nitrogen hypoxia is a humane form of execution. Jailed Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich ordered held at least until the end of March. He is accused by Russia of espionage, a charge he and the U.S. strongly deny. Gerskovich has been held in a Russian jail since March of last year. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
On Thursday, the teenager charged in the death of a Reedsburg girl pleaded not guilty in Sauk County Court. A not guilty plea was entered on behalf of Kevin Green, the 18-year-old that was charged with homicide by negligent use of a vehicle in August for the deadly May 12th wreck that killed 13-year-old Evelyn Gurney. Court records show Green's next court appearance will be on April 3rd for a scheduling conference. The city of Baraboo is getting closer to making a decision on a new administrator. The Common Council has narrowed the choice down to two candidates, both from Dane County communities. Sharon Eveland, who is currently the village administrator in Shorewood Hills, and John Larson, the deputy administrator in Cottage Grove, are both throwing their hats in the ring for the Baraboo job. Eveland and Larson will be available to meet with city residents at an informal meet and greet Tuesday night at 5:30 at the public library. Both candidates will briefly introduce themselves and talk with stakeholders to learn more about Baraboo. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
It is another foggy morning, and it's going to stay that way through the day with scattered off and on rain, maybe a few snowflakes, even a little freezing drizzle mixed in at times. Our high today, 36. Tonight, more fog and freezing drizzle, 33. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 38. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
99.7.
Graduate.